This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and this is the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you are free to take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
So we've been talking about saving and savings and investment, and the differences or similarities between the two. And apparently some people within the Austrian School of Economics have differing opinions about saving. We're going to continue with an email from Stefan Kinsella, but we're going to take some phone calls here for a moment before we return to that email. We get some folks who have been waiting patiently, including Jamil, who is on the line in Virginia on Skype. Hello, Jamil.
Hey guys, hey. How's it going?
Welcome, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say, yeah, notice you guys may have some technical problems. You know, I have some problems with the listen line.
Yeah, I think it was my fault, actually. I had an upload going in the first hour of the show, and even though I had rate-limited the upload, it wasn't rate-limited enough, and I think that's what was killing the Internet here. So I'm the one to blame, apparently, for the outage during the first hour of the show.
Well, you guys are, I think it's going to be having something, but anyway, you guys are, trying to do so many different platforms. You know, it's admirable. You know, I guess maybe that's probably some of the reason for the technical difficulties.
Well, anyway, go ahead with what you were calling about tonight, because we're back on now. Everything should be up and running.
Okay, yeah. I noticed Mark called in the other day.
Yeah.
When is he coming back?
He's coming back on the 23rd. He's out on a Hawaiian vacation right now with the family, and I guess he'd called in because there was a missile threat that apparently was a false alarm, but they were down there in the midst of it, so things got a little hot and hectic on the cruise ship, apparently.
Yeah, I heard about that. People are like up in arms about that. It's pretty pretty crazy. Well, let's see. But the thing I wanted to talk about was just libertarianism in general, and the idea that, I mean, you guys are up there in New Hampshire, and
yeah,
you have your community, and, you know, your ideas are accepted. They're somewhat normal, even if they're not necessarily shared by everybody in the population. You have a lot of people that kind of share various liberty-oriented views, but, you know, they're really, in comparison with a lot of people's thinking, you know, frankly, fairly radical, fairly extreme. And at the same time, though, the idea of freedom, a liberty, but especially the word freedom, that's like ingrained in people's, in the culture in the United States, you know.
Is it, though? I mean,
well, the idea of freedom, you know.
I think that people want to be free in their own life, but they can't stand the idea of people they don't like being free. That's the way it seems to me, because a lot of people are just clamoring to control the lives of others in the United States. So, I mean, while I might agree with that statement here in New Hampshire, because I think a lot of New Hampshireites are of that live free or die mentality, and that's sort of baked in to some extent up here in the culture.
Also in the United States, in the propaganda that we get, the word freedom is rarely included, and instead you get democracy.
Yeah, that's true.
Democracy and freedom have
not the same.
Zero to do with one another. They're
right.
They're different concepts.
Hey, Jamil, real quick mic tip for you. Just drop that mic away from your mouth maybe by like an inch or two, and you're going to sound better. You're overdriven, which means you're distorting on pretty much everything you say. So try that and then come back at us here. Go ahead.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, it's I got a built-in mic, but okay.
Cool.
I'll yell it directly into it. But yeah, I think the idea that people, okay, not even in the United States, but people in general, they want to be free. They want to make their own, they want to be self-governing. They want to make their own decisions. And, you know, you're going to be hard-pressed to get somebody to readily admit, like right off the bat, that's not what they want. Now, and I agree that then it becomes, do you want that for everybody? But then it's just a matter of going from point A to point B, you know, consistently. And you can kind of convince people from that, because it's really hard to argue against freedom if you really talk about it, if you really put it in those terms, and then logically go from point A to point B. And then I'm not going to say I'm a, you know, principled libertarian myself or an anarchist, but I see where you're consistently going from point A to point B without really, without really having any kind of inconsistencies that you can really call out. Like, that just doesn't make sense. You may not agree with it, but you're logically going from point A to point B all the way to the non-aggression principle, and, you know, that's for whether you can agree with that or not. And I obviously, a lot of people obviously don't.
I think that I think people deep down inside know exactly what the state is, and it's just, if you break it down for them that way, going from point to point to point, that's just you being rude and pointing out to them that they're cowards. And you won't convince somebody with intellectual arguments about why freedom is right, because they already understand it. Maybe they'll pretend they don't. That's why I think the Free State Project and the movement of like-minded people to New Hampshire is really the only credible thing going, is because I think people know what statism is, and they're signed up for it, and they're just going to look the other way when the ugly aspects rear their head. And you just need to have people who are committed to freedom, and it's difficult. It is possible to convince somebody of freedom, because I was convinced of it.
Sure.
But
many of us were.
Yeah, but so what am I saying? I was trying to say, don't bother to try to convince people, but I'll tell you what is easier is to come to New Hampshire.
It helps. There's no doubt about it, because there's that sort of built-in community of people here that are actually freedom-oriented, not just the natives, who many of them are very freedom-oriented, and very leave you alone, because it's one thing to want freedom for yourself, but to not want it for others. The New Hampshire way seems to be like, leave people alone and leave me alone, seems to be the mentality of a lot of the folks up here. Now, that's not across the board, because obviously there's plenty of statists here, just like anywhere else, people who believe in the government and who love the government. But we're trying to make life more difficult for those folks. The more freedom-oriented people that we can get to move here, the better off we're all going to be. There's no doubt about it. Jamil, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
That was a good idea. Yeah, that was a good idea. Going on Twitch and everything, since you switched over there, and you guys let us know about the, you can get the subscription over there. So that I had an Amazon Prime membership just sitting around. So that was smart. And I actually do like Twitch. That's signed up for it.
So you did do the Twitch thing?
Yeah, I wouldn't even consider signing up for Twitch if it wasn't for the fact that you switched over from YouTube.
Okay, cool, because somebody signed up for that tonight. I saw it in the chat, but I have yet to figure out how to actually look at, like, a total to see who all signed up for that thing. So you've actually done it successfully?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. It was fairly easy once I got it going.
So you signed up for Twitch, and then you hit subscribe on our channel, and it gave you the Twitch Prime option? Is that how it works?
Yeah, subscribe button, and it's like a drop-down menu, so you have that one-off thing where you can do the gift, otherwise you have to pay for it.
Right. All right, cool. Hey, man, thanks for doing that. I appreciate it. And that's something that anybody, and thank you for the call tonight as well, Jamil, that's something that anybody that's got Amazon Prime can do. And as he just pointed out, you don't have to be, you know, an active Twitch user to take advantage of this. You just go sign up and then get in there and send that subscription to us by going to twitch.lrn.fm. That's where you can watch us on Twitch. We are live there, and you can watch the archives as well. Now, it's my understanding that Twitch does not hold the archives for as long as YouTube, so that may be a reason why we should continue to simulcast to YouTube, but YouTube doesn't share revenue in the same way as Twitch does. This is a direct revenue source where, now, to be clear, Twitch is taking 50% of it, but, you know, they're the ones running the platform, so that's understandable. And it's not cheap to stream video on the internet, let me tell you that. That's why all these services like Twitch and YouTube are so popular, because to try to do it on your own could be very, very difficult, especially if you have a YouTube video or your video goes viral. If you've got your own video streaming service that you're paying for, if you get a viral clip you're going to crash. It's going to crash that service. It's not going to be able to handle it. But something with the scalability of a Twitch or YouTube, they can handle that kind of output. So if you have Amazon Prime, just go to twitch.lrn.fm. If you haven't used your subscription on another Twitch channel, you can use it on us. You can just hit the subscribe pull down, and it should be one of the options there. And that helps us out. It brings revenue into lrn.fm, and it's something that's cool for you because then you don't have to watch ads on the channel there if you're watching us live. So once again, that's twitch.lrn.fm. We got more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 here tonight in the studio with you. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take one, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil coupled with dependence on processed foods has left most people deficient in those essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's a situation that you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. The perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and enter coupon code FTL to get 10% off your order every time you order. Satisfaction's guaranteed or your money back. And a while back we had announced that that the folks over at Whole Food Multicomplete were taking Bitcoin. Technically they still are, but nobody really wants to pay with Bitcoin Core anymore. So if you want to pay with cryptocurrency, they are now also accepting Dash over at Whole Food Multicomplete. So go to SimplifyMySupplements.com. If you want to pay with cryptocurrency, you do have to reach out to them via an email. So please do that, and we appreciate it. Once again, SimplifyMySupplements.com. Let's go to the phones. Continue with your calls and thoughts. Carl is in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Hi.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm
yes.
probably bring up a cold case that was supposedly solved after about 6 years. That's the a famous radio host out of Ocean City who was murdered in her home early in the morning. April Kaufman was her name. Now they're saying they got the proof that her doctor husband had her murdered by a pagan. At a cost of $20,000.
By a pagan? Is that what you said?
Yeah, motorcycle gang guy, a pagan. And,
okay.
And now he's dead because he died of a drug overdose. And the person that said he did it, that recorded that he said he did it, is probably another criminal. You've heard of cases like that, right? You know, the criminal in the cell next to you. Yeah, right. You told him the truth about everything to get a lighter sentence. Maybe that's what's going on. And then they moved the doctor out of the Atlantic County Jail because another pagan was supposed to be going to hire a mafia person to kill him in Atlantic County Jail. Now they moved him to a Hudson County Jail. And it's like, why'd they tell us that they moved him there? That they don't think somebody could kill him in that jail.
Hmm.
I mean, I hope they, I hope like some kind of TV, watchage is available, True TV or something, because I'm telling you, this, I could see a hung jury over this one, because the prosecutor's got to prove the case, right? This one, I think, is going to be very difficult.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not not intimately familiar with the case, but I appreciate you sharing it with us.
Well, you look it up. And one other thing, that radio station she was a co-host on, they don't have anybody, a screener or caller ID, so they don't know what I was going to talk about when I called them.
Thanks for the call tonight, Carl. I appreciate hearing
okay,
from
thanks.
You. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue here. We're going to go to, actually, Skype. As I said, we're back with Skype. Last night we did some experimenting. We had Discord only, and we do still have the Discord call-in as well. If you want to try that out, you can go to discord.lrn.fm and just hop in the call-in line room there. But we're going back to Skype because we figured out how to make them both work at the same time. To David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Cool. I wanted to, on the subject of, if you were a professional that had gone to 4 years of college and then graduate school after that, would you be inclined to, for the opportunity to gain a professional position with a firm, would you pay them or would you pay out 10 times your annual salary? Like if you were going to get paid $100,000?
No, I would not.
But there are some people in society that do that, right? You know where I'm going with
this? The people who get college degrees.
Well, the pay for college degrees, yeah, that's one scam to a great degree, especially in recent years. But for instance, judges. My conversation last time I talked to you, that judge M. Monica Zamora, you asked if that case was remanded back to the same judge, and
which case?
Got started. The case, the hostile attempt to terminate my parental rights and adopt my children to a stepfather.
Okay.
Which that judge M. Monica Zamora, she granted that. She did that. I lost that case, and then I appealed it and won it, a unanimous decision at the Court of Appeals with a 3-judge panel, unanimous decision, remanding it back to the children's court. And then you asked if it went back to the same judge. I said no. Ironically, she had gotten herself hired to that or elected to that very same Court of Appeals before that case was remanded back to her court.
Okay.
But what I wanted to share today, that's where we left off, is she is a person who did exactly that. When the circumstances of her leaving the chief judge position in the children's court and getting elected to the Court of Appeals, she had to run an election. And she faced 2 opponents in that election, and both of them were publicly funded, one at the primary level, and that person was gifted like $160,000 of taxpayer money to run that publicly funded campaign. And she defeated that person. And then in the head-to-head general election after the primary, the publicly funded person got, and I don't know the exact figures, but it was in the vicinity of like $200,000 to run that campaign. And she basically matched those people dollar for dollar. However, when I was in the Court of Appeals one day filing some papers, one of the lawyers that worked there, knowing who I was, came up to me unsolicited and told me that the Zamora family, which, like I said, is a legal dynasty here in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The old man, Matthias, was a judge and then a long time, well-known attorney in Santa Fe. And 3 of his children, including M. Monica Zamora, are lawyers. And one of them is the city attorney was the city attorney for the city of Santa Fe.
Okay.
But the point is that family dynasty, this guy at the Court of Appeals came up to me and volunteered to me that he had heard that their family had, committed to putting up as much as $1 million for M. Monica Zamora's campaign.
Wow.
to make sure that she got elected. Now, she didn't have to spend all of that because the publicly funded opponents only spent, $350,000 plus or minus. So, and she basically matched them, so it appears.
So what you're saying is they spent 10 times as much as what she would earn in order to get her in there.
Exactly. And so what does that say about
that? Says there's a lot of power in those positions and that they're willing to pay whatever it takes to hold on to it. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Same thing's true of, you know, other political positions like, you know, state representatives or U.S. Senate or whatever, where these guys pay way more in their campaigns in a lot of cases than what they'll actually earn in a paycheck. But it's what they earn behind the scenes that really makes it worth it to them, it would seem. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live. And you can join us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Live Sunday edition of the program. You dial in. Bring up anything that you want. We got more to talk about with the saving email from Stephen Kinsella, who is obviously a guy who's done a whole lot more thinking about this than we have.
Yep.
But we're going to get back into that. You can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, cryptocurrency is on the mind of a lot of the co-hosts and the listeners here on Free Talk Live. A number of our listeners got into cryptocurrencies years ago when we first started talking about it, and they've done very, very well because they held on to it since then. But there's always new ones coming out, so how do you know which ones to invest in? Because there's over 1,400 from which to choose in the cryptocurrency marketplace right now. How do you pick a winner? Well, I have no idea. I'm not here to tell you how to pick a winner. I don't know anything about picking winners in these things. I'm not an investor, and even if I was, I still wouldn't tell you how to pick a winner because anything can happen. This is a completely unknown, you know, territory. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in the world of cryptocurrency. It seems like the prices overall are going to keep going up, but that may not continue to hold true. So anything can happen, but if you are looking at options out there, you should probably look at Zencash at zencash.com. They started Zencash in 2017, and when I say they, I'm talking about the voluntarists, the libertarians, the people who believe in liberty. They use the term voluntarism or voluntarism in their white paper. So these guys are serious about liberty. In fact, Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. It also uses some of the best technology out there when it comes to cryptocurrencies. So they've got the zero-knowledge anonymity, which means it's got the stuff from Zcash, that ZK snarks, the anonymity factor, which is arguably tied with Monero for, like, best anonymity software. So they've got that, and they're building a decentralized autonomous organization. Actually, they're allowing for multiple DAOs, which is something that has been very successful as far as governing the Dash currency. So they're bringing in some of the best technology to create something, a secure platform that can be used for money and encrypted messages that can be sent to anyone anywhere in the world. So go to learn more about Zencash over at zencash.com. I think you'll like what you see. Let's get back into the email here from Stefan Kinsella. He's been talking about savings or saving and investment, and he's arguing that they are one in the same, that saving is the same as investment and investment is the same as saving.
I think he's arguing that putting money in a checking account in the U.S. under the current regime is not saving, and then talking about saving being investment is all in support of that fractional reserve banking is unnecessary and fraudulent.
It is definitely fraudulent because the average person doesn't know that's what's happening to their money. I'll definitely agree with you there. I'm not sure how I feel about the claim that saving is the same as investment and vice versa. But let's go on. So he's giving us an example here. He's talking about Jones, a man named Jones, who sells a car against 50 ounces of gold that he intends to hold until his retirement age. Jones has therefore invested in gold by selling the car for the gold. Yet this means nothing else than that his savings are in gold, too. It is immaterial whether Jones keeps his gold in some worn socks or with his banker or someone else. No additional action of any bank is required to make savings and investment equal. So now, suppose that Jones keeps his gold with a bank and on a demand deposit. His banker thinks, because he's been instructed by some clever free banker, that lending out these idle funds through the issue of a money substitute, meaning like a certificate, mm-hmm. something that the bank would give you saying that, you know, we have this amount of money on, you know, in stock for you. He finances a corresponding investment. He gives 2 ounces to Smith, who in turn buys a washing machine. By giving this idle money to Smith, does Jones create Smith's washing machine? Does he create gold? Does he create just one present good? Does he create something else than demand deposit? If the answer is no, and there can be no doubt about that, how is he able to finance an additional investment project, that is, supply it with some present goods? He takes Jones's money to do that. Thus, he not only takes Jones's savings, but also his investment. Such actions are commonly called robbery. So, let's see here. That it's hard to read and, like, follow this all at the same time, Johnny Ray, for me. So, let me see if I'm understanding here. So, he says, Jones keeps his gold, then the banker loans it out, and the guy who got the loan buys the washing machine. So, how does that take Jones's money to do that?
Well, because if Jones wanted to get his money while it was currently being given
right.
to the washing machine
he couldn't get
dealer,
it back.
He wouldn't be able to get it back. And if he has a, quote, demand deposit, then part of the deal is that he can get the money back when he wants it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So it says he not only takes Jones's savings, but also his investment. Such actions are commonly called robbery. He says, our enlightened banker has financed Smith's investment project by robbing Jones. He has not achieved an economic miracle, at least no miracle that no other robber would be capable of. Of course, in our enlightened age, neither Smith nor Jones are aware of the nature of the blessings of fractional reserve banking. Smith eats the cake of Jones and the other money owners, while the latter thinks that they still have it. So, yeah, I mean, this becomes a problem, as all fractional reserve banking does, when somebody comes in to withdraw their funds,
mm-hmm.
Or enough somebody's. Because if Jones is the only one who comes into the bank and says he wants his money back, well, they can just give some of Bob's money to Jones, and Jones is happy and walks out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then as long as Bob doesn't come back in and ask for his money back, you know, and, you know, three other people or whatever, then the scheme won't collapse right away.
Uh-huh.
That's sort of how the whole thing works. And And if people don't know that that's what's happening, then that is, I totally agree, an immoral thing to do. Somebody in the chat room was accusing us of supporting fractional reserve banking here tonight in the Discord room at discord.lrn.fm. And I said, what do you mean? We haven't supported fractional reserve banking. Just because we said that it could exist without the Federal Reserve, in that, you know, a bank could have that policy, and it could announce that it has that policy, and it could allow people to opt in to putting their money into a fractional reserve form of saving,
sure,
which again is a very high risk form of saving.
In the in the article that Kinsella linked to by Guido Hulsman about free banking, which the free bankers presumably are in favor of
fractional reserve
banking. Oh, shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
That's all right. Let me continue. Some critics of fractional reserve banking think the root of the free bankers' fallacies is that they maintain that the holding of money constitutes savings. Yet, as it has already been stated, one cannot save without investing, nor is it possible to invest without saving at the same time. This refers to all goods and thus money. The terms savings and investment, or better, savings hyphen investment, refer to all actions. From the point of view of the acting person, each means which he disposes of, even for the shortest delay of time, is savings investment. Like the category of means ends, it's a categorical feature of action. The machines owned by a great industrialist are as much his savings investment as the coffee cup that I own as part of my savings investment. So are cars, refrigerators, dentists, equipment, computers, and the fresh pizza served in a restaurant, and so is the money that one owns too. Well, I mean, if that's the argument that he's going to make, is that the machinery in an industry is tantamount to a coffee cup, I just don't see that being the case. I mean, the reason why you have a coffee cup is to throw it away. I mean, once you're done, it's a consumable product. It's not going to make you anything in the long run. Now, your argument earlier was that it'll make you more productive.
Yeah, what I was talking about earlier, I think, is more analogous to the fresh pizza, because I think the coffee cup is a durable item that will be able to hold many cups of coffee.
No, it won't. It's going to get thrown out.
Well, not necessarily.
Unless you're talking of like a thermos or something.
Yeah, it could
like
be like
that.
A Free Talk Live ceramic coffee mug.
Yeah, but the average person buying a cup of coffee in retail.
But he doesn't say a cup of coffee. He says coffee cup.
Oh, doesn't he? I forgot about that.
But it's still the same. It's still the same point. You can still tell me I'm wrong, because I would say that the pizza that he eats that is going to wind up in the plumbing system eventually is an investment every bit as much as these a tool and die machine.
I mean, it's an investment in keeping your body alive, I guess you could say that. But it's not, I mean, do people think of it like an investment? And to me, like, an investment is something that you choose to do, but maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home Security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Don't forget, you can get behind Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like what we do here on the radio, talking about freedom, talking about cryptocurrency, peace, tonight we talked about some video game stuff. You know, whatever it is that we talk about, if you like what we do, you can help the show by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can go there to learn more about the AMP program and sign up for $5 per month. That's money that we invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get some perks as well. The perks we've had for a while, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only podcast, those are still there, but we actually just added a brand new perk this weekend. So Free Talk Live amplifiers also now receive a special AMP status and access to AMP-only chats in the new LRN Discord. So we just this weekend launched this this new Discord, which is a, for those that aren't familiar, it is a chat platform that allows you to do either voice chatting or text chatting or both. And we actually had our guest on the show earlier tonight, Matt Oblasto, was with us. She was connected to us in Discord, and sounds great. I mean, it was Skype quality or better. So you can get in our Discord. Anybody can go and chat in there. Right now, there are listeners in there right now. They're talking about savings and interest and investment, as we've been discussing. So sometimes they talk about the things we talk about on the air, and sometimes they're talking about something different. There's different rooms in which things can be discussed. But if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, all you have to do is shoot me a message on the Discord. So you go to discord.lrn.fm to get in there. Shoot me a message. Give me your email address that you use to amp the show, and I'll just double confirm that it's actually you who it's, you know, who you're claiming to be. And then I will go ahead and add you to the amp group, which gives you access to the special amp-only chat and the amp-only voice chat, and you get the amp tag. So that way everybody can see in the list of who's in the Discord who the amplifiers are. So you guys are listed on top of everybody else. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm if you want to get into the Discord, and then amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So I think that there's a couple more paragraphs in Stefan's email, but I think his point has been made that he believes that saving is the same thing as investment or savings. He's using the term savings pretty frequently in here, but that is the same thing as investment, and that the vice versa is also true, where investment is the same thing as saving.
Yes, and that you don't need fractional reserve banking in order to bring the two in line with each other.
Okay.
Because the free bankers would argue that when you've got 100% reserves, you've got money that's sitting there doing nothing, and you need to have the revolution of fractional reserve banking in order to put that money back into circulation. Even though John has put his money in the bank and he's trying to save it, that's no reason to. We can't let him get away with that. We gotta put that money to work. And what Kinsella, I think, is saying is that there is no, you don't need to have innovations in fiduciary instruments in order to make investment happen. Investment happens because people are inspired and people want to change the world.
And they want to put their money behind these ideas.
Yeah, their money and their time.
That's the kind of investment that, when I think of investment, I think about it. Now, this is why I'm not an economist. Like, we had one of our listeners saying that I had claimed to be an Austrian economist. I've never made that claim on Free Talk Live. I don't know enough about economics in general. Mm-hmm. Certainly don't know enough about the differences between Keynesian and Austrian. I mean, I know these terms because they've been brought up a lot on the shows that we've been doing. But honestly, I couldn't tell you what an Austrian believes versus a Keynesian. I know the Keynesians believe in inflation, and the Austrians don't. You know, I know like some basic crap, but I don't know. I'm not an economist. I'm a talk show host. I'm not talented at, you know, anything that's, you know, really useful in life. I press buttons. So,
I have a feeling that this topic that we're on right now is just in the shallow end, or maybe a fundamental part of Austrian economics.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, the shallow end is pretty deep for me, because I'm lost reading his email. It's hard for me to get through it.
Uh-huh.
It's especially hard trying to read it on the air and process
it at the same time,
especially because it just seems to fly in the face of sort of what I've always thought. Now, what's right, what's wrong? Honestly, I don't know. These are all just opinions that people have about saving versus investment. I mean, to me, the claim that they're the same just doesn't make any sense to me, because, as you were just saying, an investment is a conscious choice. People are excited about a thing, so they choose to put their money behind it. They want to invest in that thing. When they go and they buy a cup of coffee or a slice of pizza, that's not an, I mean, by the traditional understanding of it, it's not an investment. I get the argument that you're investing in your health, so therefore you can continue doing other things that you like. I get that point, but I don't think that's the same thing as a conscious, I want to get behind this concept or this business.
No, you're stupid. It is the same thing. It's just a different intensity. You're still doing
one's
it for the
not
same
conscious,
reason.
Though. Like, I mean, I make a conscious choice to put food in my mouth.
It is,
but it's an autonomic kind of response of need food, must survive. Like, this is just a requirement of life. To turn a requirement into an investment, I don't think is the same thing at all. An investment is an option. It's something that you can choose to do or not. And I guess you could choose to starve yourself, but your sort of your natural order of things, the instincts that you have, are generally not going to allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very hard. You know, humans don't commit suicide often because it's hard to terminate your own life, right? Like, that's not something we're designed for. We have a flight or fight response when things threaten our lives, and that's because we have a strong incentive and a strong will and desire instinctually to live. So pursuing that instinct is more of just something that we do, but to, you know, conflate that with the same thing as making an investment in somebody's future, in education, or, you know, in, you know, themselves or in somebody else's company, it, to me, it just doesn't jibe. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that means that I'm wrong or right, I don't know. I don't know who's right in this situation. I, like I said, I'm not an economist. I like to keep things simple in my life. So, to me, putting money away, I can understand that savings can be an investment, but investments, I don't know, man. Investments aren't always savings, and savings, I guess, can, I'm lost right now.
I bet I could get you to commit suicide.
How's that?
You won't do it. You're too scared.
Wait, you bet you could get me to commit suicide by telling me that
now.
I can't do it?
You won't do it.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work, Johnny Ray.
You won't do it.
There's too much going on, too much excitement, too much interest in the world at hand to bail out at this point.
But, okay, so are we going to talk about Hazlitt's The Assault on Saving?
We should, yeah. So
I think we should skip to the end, read the last paragraph.
But I haven't finished the end. Wait, the end of section 2?
No, the end of section 4.
See, I haven't even read that far yet.
Okay.
Well, I only read through section 2. The reason why I wanted to split this up into four different parts, because it's a four-part chapter, is because I don't like to read more than four pages at once, if I can avoid it. So section 2 in this book, where he's talking about the assault on saving, he gets into some numbers. It gets a little bit confusing because he starts to just kind of make up numbers that he says are accurate, where
and are significant and mean things, but yeah. It's just sort of a fictitious chart that he's created.
Right, and the chart has to do with total production in the economy and then a certain amount that is saved by those producers,
mm-hmm.
that ultimately then gets sort of respun into more investment and building the economy over time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just sort of arbitrarily picks some numbers to indicate what he thinks might be a typical savings rate if there weren't all these governmental, you know, disincentives and incentives being put into play.
Right. The typical American saving rate is in the single-digit percentages. He uses a 20% rate, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and then assumes growth based on that, and then explains that if you save a little bit every year, at the end you're gonna have more and more and more and more, and you don't lose.
It builds on itself.
Yeah,
and it's a fine concept, and I think generally holds true. But we're gonna have to talk more about it maybe next week.
Is the show over?
The show's over, man. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.